Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt was honored by the French Senate today. She got a standing ovation and was praised by lawmakers for her courage. Ingrid Betancourt is a dual French-Colombian citizen. She was held in captivity for more than 6 years by Colombia's FARC rebels. She and 14 other hostages were rescued last week by the Colombian military. That includes three Americans. They are now back in Texas after their five-year ordeal. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
The three American military contractors were conducting an anti-drug operation in 2003 when their plane went down and they were kidnapped by Colombia's FARC rebels. Yesterday, the men took part in a televised news conference at an Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. They were welcomed with a standing ovation. There were lots of tears and smiles as they hugged family members and spoke about their ordeal in public for the first time. Former hostage Mark Gonsalves thanked the Colombian military for what he called a daring and perfect rescue operation. He thanked the American public for not forgetting about him and his fellow hostages. Gonsalves also expressed concern for those still being held hostage by FARC guerrillas, and he painted a grim picture of what they are going through.
There are people who right now, in this very moment, they're still there in the jungle being held hostage. They're being punished because we got rescued successfully. I want you guys to imagine that. Right now, they're wearing chains around their necks. They're going to get up early tomorrow morning. They're going to put a heavy backpack on their backs. And they're going to be forced to march with that chain on their neck while a gorilla with an automatic weapon is holding the other end of his chain like a dog.
Gonsalves had some harsh words for his former captors. He said the FARC is not a group of revolutionaries, as they claim. They're terrorists.
Don't tell us that you're not terrorists. Show us that you're not terrorists. Let those other hostages come home.
The FARC is still thought to be holding about 24 political hostages. The rebel group uses them as bargaining chips. But it also kidnaps people for ransom. Altogether, the FARC and other political and criminal groups are thought to be holding hundreds of people hostage. Estimates go as high as 2,800. Kidnapping has become such an intractable problem in Colombia over the years, there's even a radio program that broadcasts directly to the hostage takers and their captives.
Gracias, hermano, para siempre.
Las voces del secuestro con Ervin Hoyos.
The French-Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt went on the program this week. It's called Voices of Kidnapping. Betancourt had a direct message for those still in captivity.
Estuve hablando con el presidente de Francia, con Nicolas Sarkozy, en varias oportunidades.
Betancourt said she's talked with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and that he has promised to help. In a separate interview with the BBC, Betancourt described the moment last week when she realized she'd been rescued.
When I came into that helicopter, I had all my hopes fading away, and I heard the head of the mission yelling at us, "This is the Colombian army. We are your rescuers. You are free. You are free." I yelled. I screamed, and it came from the bottom of my stomach.
Betancourt said one thing that helped her reach that moment of freedom was the Voices of Kidnapping radio program she was allowed to listen to while being held hostage. Her mother and her children went on the radio program repeatedly to encourage Betancourt, and she said that helped her fend off the urge to commit suicide during 6 years in captivity. Now Betancourt says she will not waste 1 minute in the effort to help win freedom for those still being held hostage. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.